Haskell, brother and sister. St. Helena, California, July 18th, 1901. Dear brother and sister Haskell, I had hoped that ere this we should be connected in the work in California. I think that if we should make a decided effort in California, the Lord would work with us, and by His help we could raise the churches to a higher standard of spirituality. I believe that in the future we shall be united in labor in California. I fear for you, undertaking the work in New York when the heat is so intense. When you get weary, do not labor on, as you have done in the past. The old and tried standard-bearers are few. We need every one of them. I have had a long, hard pull since coming from Australia. It has been a time of steady burden-bearing, and I see no chance of release. After my work at Battle Creek, I should have had entire rest, but this I did not get. I have labored constantly since returning from conference. But I am alive, though very tired and brain-weary. July 23rd. My mind goes out to you both. When you need rest, come right to us. If the heat continues, do not imperil your lives. The Lord is pleased when we exercise faith in Him. I do not think, however, that it would be wisdom for you or your workers to expose yourselves unnecessarily to the heat. The Lord is good, and His mercy endureth forever. I am glad to be able to say that I am feeling better health-wise. For several nights I could not sleep for more than 4 hours, but last night I rested better. I have written several letters today. This afternoon I received your book on Daniel, but have not yet had time to look at it. Be of good courage in the Lord. Do not distrust His love. The truth is to go forth as a lamp that burneth. The Lord will call men of high and low degree to do His bidding. The prophet Daniel was a man of royal birth and noble heritage. Not many mighty, not many noble are called. Yet we know that the Lord has chosen men from the highest ranks. On them the light of heaven has shone, and they have adorned by their practice the truth of Jehovah. Isaiah and Daniel were of royal birth. David was called from the sheepfold to the throne of Israel. Amos was a herdsman. Zechariah, a captive from Babylon. Elisha, a plowman. So the Lord calls men from all ranks to enter His service. There will be most startling revelations among the people of God. The Lord desires you to stand in His strength. His power will go with you. He will work, and none can hinder Him. He weighs the thoughts. He knows us afar off. While you do His will, He will be your helper and your God. Brother Haskell, why should we not educate ourselves to praise God far more than we do? David says, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise Him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify Him. And fear Him, all ye the seed of Israel. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear Him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek Him. Your heart shall live forever. Psalm 22, verse 22, 23, 25, 26. I have made up my mind that I will not utter one word of complaint. We may know and understand that the world is as it was before the flood. The Lord is coming, and we are to bring all the faith we possibly can into our work. The cross of Christ testifies that God is love. We must reach a higher and still higher standard. Are we preparing for the mansions Christ is preparing for us? I know that God will be with His people. He is the great worker. We must be true and faithful as the right hand of God. We are laborers together with God. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9.
Let there be no murmuring, no fault-finding, no jealousy. Christ's prayer for his disciples was that they might be one, even as he is one with the Father. The glory which thou gavest me, he said, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. John 17, verse 22-23. Oh, is this possible? It is, else Christ would never have said it. Then let us open the windows of the soul heavenward and close them earthward. Let us come to God in our great necessity, and he will supply our needs. Tell those who assemble together to worship God on the Sabbath to cultivate faith and to pray much. Call out the energies of every church member to strenuous cooperation with God. He works in us to will and to do of his good pleasure.
Oh, let the soul break for the longing it has for God. Exercise the faith that will not lose its hold on God. Let the weary and heavy laden come to Christ. Cry aloud for the Comforter. Let the faint and unbelieving draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to them. Take hold of God with earnest, persevering faith. Tell the people that my message to them is to believe. Set the church at work. Pray to God and answer your prayers by working in harmony with them. Little children, love one another. We must have a heaven below if we would have a heaven above.